The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that takes us to Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. That's where we are for another hour here of Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar. Tom Ackerman with you. Great to be with you. Our producer is Drew Young. We have a great group here. Ken Aldridge and team are here from Provident Behavioral Health's Gala. They were the auction winners. They've been hanging out and enjoying life with us. Cooper Smith is here. He's on his way to the University of Tennessee. He has been spending some time with our Ethan Hannaford as a play-by-play broadcaster for the O'Fallon Hoots. And it's great to have him along with us here today at our location here at Cardinals Nation. We also had Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us late in the 10 o'clock hour. He was a little later than normal because the Cardinals made a transaction today. They designated Giovanni Gallegos for assignment and recalled Kyle Leahy from Memphis. Ollie going into that in depth about how Gio has been a big part of what they do for a number of years, a high leverage reliever, but he also showed great respect to Leahy and what he's been able to do in some high leverage situations recently, including a recent eighth inning. He's cool, confident, number 62, Kyle Leahy, rejoining this team. Now, are there more moves to come? We'll see. We're going to be joined by John Mozeliak this hour. He's at the bottom of the hour at 11:30. Again, we respect his time very much. He agreed to do that last night, so we will, of course, hold him to it. But if he has something else going on, I mean, it is what it is. It is a very busy time. The MLB trade deadline is just 2 days away. Let me run through what has happened so far in the deadline, just so that you're up to date real quick on some of the trades that have gone on. We just mentioned the Cardinals transaction. Gio designated for assignment. Leahy is recalled from Memphis. Here's what's happened as of this morning. The Padres made a move for Jason Adam. They get him from the Rays for three prospects: Dylan Lesko, Homer Bush Jr., and J.D. Gonzalez. Adam's good, and he is controlled through 2026. Good reliever. He'll pitch for them in the late innings, 24 saves over three seasons, and he is a strikeout guy. 194 strikeouts in 164 and two-thirds innings, and an ERA of 2.30. That is solid. The right-hander Jason Adam goes from the Rays to the Padres. The Rays have been busy. They dealt Zach Eflin, their starter, to the Orioles. They dealt Randy Arozarena, the former Cardinal, to the Mariners. So the Rays are absolutely in sell mode. They are sending pieces out, acquiring prospects, and trying to reload for 2025. The Mets are in. They are no longer the mediocre Mets, and they could end up being a very good Mets team if they get aggressive here at the deadline. They have picked up Jesse Winker from the Nationals, who was just here last night playing for the Nationals. They got Winker out of there. He is on his way to the Mets. And a left-handed bat who's had a very good resurgence this year, outfielder, joins the Mets in 2024. The Mets and the Padres and the Braves are all tied for the three wild card spots, with the Cardinals sitting two games back. Diamondbacks are actually in front of the Cardinals right now. They're just a half game out of the wild card. Cardinals are six games behind the Brewers. The Brewers made a move yesterday. They acquired Nick Mears, the right-handed reliever from the Rockies, who has a very high ERA, but doesn't everyone in Colorado? He struck out 57 batters in 45 and a third innings. Again, swing and miss, right-handed pitcher that the Brewers like. They're trying to stack some arms for their bullpen. Elsewhere, American League, the Red Sox picked up catcher Danny Jansen from the Blue Jays, who are in sell mode right now. The Blue Jays sent Jansen to the Red Sox, so they now have three very good catchers in Boston, actually. Connor Wong, Reese McGuire, and now Danny Jansen for three prospects. The Blue Jays also sent pitcher Nate Pearson to the Cubs for infielders, an infield prospect and an outfield prospect. Now, why are the Cubs making a deal for Pearson at the deadline? He's controllable, and he's someone that they think they could probably hang around for the next couple of years as they build for the future. Also yesterday, the Yankees traded for Jazz Chisholm Jr. He's given the Cardinals and a lot of other teams some problems. He was an all-star in 2022. He converted to center field. He has seen reps, though, at second base, as they've been showcasing him a little bit, so he can be an infielder, an outfielder. The Yankees went out and got him. The Yankees will probably be aggressive here the next couple of days, as their fans, a lot like Cardinals fans, are frustrated. I mean, the Yankees haven't been to the World Series since 2009 when they won it, and the Cardinals have been twice since then. So you think you're frustrated with the Cardinals not getting back to winning ways in the World Series. The Yankees fans are beside themselves. You know how they are. They can get ticked off in just about anything. So Jazz Chisholm is going to the Yankees. He'll be fun for them. They sent three prospects the Marlins' way for Chisholm. That is really what's happened over the last day or two. The Friday moves, Ryan Stanek goes to the Mets from the Mariners. Zach Eflin, as I mentioned, went to the Orioles. Those happen on Friday, not to mention what we saw earlier with Arozarena earlier in the week going to the Mariners. James Paxton went to the Red Sox. Those were deals that happened. The Diamondbacks, who are in the hunt in the wild card, they acquired A.J. Puck from the Marlins, good left-handed reliever. So we'll see where this all goes as the Cardinals get closer to the trade deadline. John Mozeliak joins us at 11:30. When we come back, though, we'll be joined by sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vandensteel, as they had a good night last night beating FC Dallas in the League's Cup. We'll get his take on it, and we'll play the highlight that broke the tie, and Lutz was on the highlight. We'll explain from Y98FM. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar.
Arnold starts it up, hesitates, right, but he scores!
Yes! Come on! I can't do this with you.
Harder with a changeup.
I thought you did pretty well. Lutz Vandensteel joining us, sporting director of St. Louis City SC. What a fun night last night. 2-1, they beat FC Dallas, and congratulations on getting the League's Cup off to a great start. Lutz, how are you?
Not too bad today. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. Over here at Cardinals Nation, Ballpark Village, getting ready for the Cardinals and the Nationals, and the MLB trade deadline is 2 days away. As you can imagine, we are monitoring that very closely. How about a couple of acquisitions by City coming through yesterday? That was a very good day for your team.
Yeah, you know, bringing the new players in, of course, was great. Marcel and Cedric, we knew that they made our team better. That's for sure. You know, that's two high-level players. The only question was, as Marcel just came in on Sunday, same as Simon Becker, by the way, on Sunday. So they only had three sessions together, and then it's always about gelling. So it's not just about the quality of the players, but they need to get to know each other. They need to train together. They need to get everything automated in their heads, how we play. So for that, I think it was definitely a promising start. However, I think there is much more we have in the kitty once they really match fit. We also have to say they definitely not 100% match fit yet. So for them to Marcel and Cerik going for nearly 70 minutes was great. And I agree, it was a good start. It was a team which we usually started to create against Dallas. I think we did okay yesterday, but there's still lots of room for improvement. There is still we still have a bit of time to actually use the League's Cup to not just to try to go as far as possible. There is silverware on the table, so that's important. But on the other hand, we also want to get our mindset for the final nine games, and they will be big for us. And that's, I think, where it was a good start yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, it gives you an opportunity to see. Other teams will also get an opportunity to see how you play with Marcel and Cedric, but it gives you a great chance to see what you have in front of you. And what you have in front of you right now in this moment is kind of a fresh start. Doesn't it feel that way? I mean, I know that you're looking at the rest of the season, but something to play for, having that change in mentality, starting at zero, has to be beneficial.
Yeah, not just mentality, I think all the momentum you felt during the week that we will be a different team, and we still want to turn around that 2024 season. And, we discussed it 100 times basically every Sunday. And I'm not here to make excuses, but it is one of the seasons where you're just running out of ideas because you have injuries. You have injuries, you're coming back all the time, and you suddenly have to bring up players from City 2. You have to really be creative to get 11 players out on the field and have a very young bench. And then suddenly, within 1 week, we're getting players back from injury. We're adding some players, and you feel that the players start to believe. The players are feeling that shift of momentum, and straight away the confidence grows. And that was yesterday. Even after being 1-0 down, I always had the feeling, we have enough firing power and quality on the field that we would score in every single attack we made. So we looked just so much more dangerous. And I think that was the positive take from that game, that teams need to watch out again, because we are able to score, we are able to create, we are more dangerous, we are also deeper again in our setup. But it was only one game, Tom. So I can do the dance now, and I can celebrate, and I can sing for you City Leeds 100 times. It doesn't matter. In the end of the day, what matters is the week now, when we will be training this week. We need to work hard. There's another game against Suarez, then hopefully a few more games in the League Cup, and then there is a long season still to play till early winter or late autumn. So everything what happened yesterday, it was nice. And now it's, back to basics, get better, get used to each other, and win some games.
How do they look, Cedric, and in particular Marcel, with Leuven? Because I know that he was also, as you were, very influential in making them feel like St. Louis was a great destination. How does it look on the pitch with Leuven involved?
Yeah, the three of them, they played together in the under-21 German national team for many years. Edu and Cedric, they played together in Nuremberg in the same team for 4 years. So these guys, they know each other since a long time. They grew up together. So I think you could see that there is a lot of chemistry there, and that's very important. So if you look it up, the way we set up yesterday, Edu as a 6, and then Marcel and Cedric more as an 8 and a 10. So it's kind of like that spine, what we always spoke about, and Marcel is smart enough to go more to the left side. So they do understand each other already, I would say, since years, many really, really well, but there is haven't played together now for a few years. So that also takes a few days' time, but that knowing each other and having a history together, and lots of these guys also having a history with me, makes it, of course, just from the imagination part, much, much easier that we can do a little bit of damage.
What did you think of Simon out there last night, Lutz?
Honestly, I was very impressed. That's another story which people haven't really picked up, but we tried to get Simon in 2022 when he was still with SLU, but because we did not play MLS, we couldn't draft. So Vancouver literally nicked him right under our nose and took him over there. Then I tried to bring him in last year, and Vancouver didn't want to sell or trade, and he ended up in Denmark. And our luck was literally that the Danish team Eventyr got relegated, and going down from the first into the second division has a financial impact. So when the opportunity occurred last week and I saw that Simon might be available, We were actually in Seattle at the away game, and I think I was for 9 hours straight on the phone with Denmark to get that fixed in the middle of the night. We got it done within 24 hours, and I think what you saw yesterday is a player which fits very well into our structure, very well into our mentality. He's a hard-working player. He's a Midwestern boy, you know, which helps a lot from his idea of how to play football. Well, he worked hard. He got a penalty for us, which was a decisive moment in the game. And him and Klaus up there in the future, you know, I feel actually right now I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I bet. You know, it's probably emotional for him too, and that's exciting to have him involved and being here in St. Louis. Lutz, we're going to talk to John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, here next. And certainly he's a busy man, as you are, always looking to improve the team. I'm sure you can relate to what he has to go through and others at your position. What do you think people maybe don't understand about a general manager, a president of operations, a sporting director, about what you're constantly doing to improve the team? You know, we always ask, like, do you have urgency to improve this team? Aren't you always, even when the transfer window is not open, looking and trying to figure out ways to add?
You know, you just put a smile on my face, because there is this running joke in the office that when I call my people to do things, that I always say it's urgently, but Americans apparently looking at urgently different than I do. And everything I ask them is urgently. So, yeah, the urgency is a big part of my life. You know, I know that John have a lot of work there right now. For me, I'm still not done. I still will bring in something in the next few days. So we probably, when we talk next week, maybe by now we know. So it's a constant movement. It's not just that you're getting ready for a transfer period and you have 6 weeks where you're trying to do the magic. Everything is going on over the whole year. And sometimes you get a player you want, sometimes you don't, sometimes you go for option B, sometimes you have to go for option C, but it never stops. So in my case, working a lot with the European market, you can imagine that the hours of sleep are limited, because I need to start at 3, 4 a.m. in the morning to get the people on the phone over there, which is not always the most pleasant thing. But that's the way it is, and I think we had a decent transfer period in January, but other things didn't work in the end of the day that well that we wanted, and now we needed to sort a few things out, improve a few things, but just really work on the details. That's what we did. We added already a big number of players, and as I said, I'm not there yet. We're not far off where I want to be, and then also not just thinking about 24, but think about 25 and 26 as well.
That's really good insight right there, and I'm up at 4 a.m. as well on the broadcasting side. Speaking of that,
give me a call at 3:59. We can have a coffee chat together.
Yeah, we'll have a coffee before I go on the air. Speaking of that, just real quick, I enjoyed hearing you on the broadcast yesterday. That's always fun.
You know, that's one. I'm the most superstitious person in the world. I think people who pay attention see it on my clothing. If I win, I don't change. And lots of other things. So I think Joey and Dale, they probably have to bear with me again next week, because I will pop out of the blue and we'll talk to them for a few minutes. And if it works again, then I might just jump on there once in a while now.
I don't see any reason why not. That sounds great. Lutz, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Tom. Have a nice Sunday.
Always great. You too. Great to talk to Lutz Pfannensteel, sporting director for St. Louis City SC. When we come back, we'll chat with John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, also a busy man. Trade deadline is Tuesday. Cardinals getting ready to take the field to play the Nationals this afternoon at 1:15. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning. We are coming to you from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, and we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Goldschmidt swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer!
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, where it is hopping here today. These tables have filled up. I see a few open ones if you want to come by and grab something to eat before the game. We are Sports on a Sunday Morning, and we are joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, who certainly is a busy man. When isn't he, though?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good morning, Mo, and thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Tom.
It's good to be with you. I know that we're getting closer to the trade deadline. I wanted to bring up first the official transaction of designating Giovanni Gallegos for assignment and recalling Kyle Leahy to the club. Tell us about that move and what is behind that.
A couple things. One, it was we obviously needed a fresh arm, especially after last night. And when we look at what's transpiring over the next few days with the trading deadline coming, once the trading deadline comes and goes, you no longer can trade a player. So a player can be a waiver claim and transferred to a new organization, but you don't have the ability to actually trade. So we knew we were going to be running out of spots at some point. We needed the fresh arm. So with the DFA, now we might have the ability to try to do something with Gio in the next 48 hours. And then if not, obviously then he will be granted a likely release. But you know, in the short term, we needed a fresh arm. Leahy, when he's up here, he's been throwing the ball well. When he's in Memphis, he looks good. So, you know, hopefully we can keep that moving. And then with the trading deadline approaching, obviously we've got a lot of balls in the air. We're going to see what makes the most sense for us. Interesting, though, that you have seen a lot of movement in the last two or three days, which is, I guess, encouraging. And so, you know, we're just going to keep grinding up here and see if we can't find something that makes us better.
You told me a week ago that this weekend there would be more clarity, that you had talked to a number of teams, general managers, but you were kind of seeing that, you know, the sense that a lot of them were at a crossroads or a fork in the road as to what they wanted to do and where they were in terms of contention. Has that started to clear up? Are you seeing the market? Is this an indication of that clearing up?
I think that's an indication, and I think you know there's been clearly some teams that are willing to break up their club and point to the future, and I think over the next 48 hours you're probably going to see a little more of that.
When you're looking at, and of course you know there's a wide range of things that a club could want, is it fair to narrow down right now what your needs are? I mean, are you able to talk about that, what you're really out there looking for in terms of needs for this club?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is figure out a way to
ensure our depth at pitching, whether that's a starter, reliever, bull. I think if we can try to help our club from the right side of the plate, we'd like to do that. So we're going to, you know, keep exploring a lot of different things. And, you know, the good news is we still have 48 hours. Bad news is we only have 48 hours.
True. And it is at the end of the business day on Tuesday. The MLB trade deadline is upon us. And, you know, as the bigger names become available out there, you've told me many times that there will be a lot of teams going after said pitching, maybe even help at the plate, but certainly pitching. And does it really come down to, Mo, the stomach for which prospects do we want to give up? And by the way, I might add, and I think you might agree with me here, is that when you see these rankings that are put out there of prospects, those aren't always accurate. I mean, isn't it about what a team has been watching and what they specifically need and covet? I mean, rankings kind of fluctuate, don't they, when it comes to prospects?
I think, like, understanding, like, teams' top-ranked prospects is not all that tricky because, you know, the measurement of performance is pretty easy to identify. I think where what you're trying to avoid is making mistakes on more, like, lower-end players that you're just not sure what they are yet. And they're emerging. And so clearly you hope that from an internal standpoint, you have a better view of what those players look like. But I can tell you, I mean, even in the course of the last like week, we've had people ask us about players on our DSL team. So, I mean, it's, you know, people are willing to take, you know, shots on goal or long shots, if you will, and take the patient play, hoping they get a real valuable asset. So it's, and you really hate to be the one that gives something like that up in these types of deals. So you want to be very careful on that as well. But I will say I feel like pretty confident in how we do our internal evaluations, and I think we have a pretty good grasp on that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Where do you see yourself right now as a club kind of shifting to the current on-field product? I mean, obviously you're a contender. You're 2 games out of the wild card. You're 6 games out in the NL Central, but things have kind of slipped here the last 14 games. You've dropped 9. What do you see there? What has happened over the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, we haven't played our best baseball most recently, and that's disappointing. You know, ultimately, we got to get back to where we were, and that's where you're seeing production from your offensive side of the thing, really, you know, 1 through 9. We can't just sit there and just wait for guys to get hot. It's going to have to be everybody's contributing. And then I do think from a bullpen standpoint, these guys have been used. I know we're coming off the All-Star break, but, you know, trying to find some balance in there with this group is important. So, you know, hopefully, you know, even having somebody like Leahy come up, he can generate leverage innings in that right lane and see what we have. But, you know, clearly we got to find some of that all around quality baseball again, and not you know, looking just for a couple people to get hot kind of thing.
Final thing, what was it like to be able to be around the 04 team again? And the 64 team was celebrated as well, but. I was, as you were, around that 04 team. You were very much involved in helping build that squad. I covered them from start to finish. What an unbelievable team and great guys. They were special.
Yeah, that was an amazing club, really. Probably the best baseball team I was ever a part of. You know, they were, you know, amazing when you think about, like, just from an offensive standpoint. You had Pujols, Edmonds, and Roland that were, you know, just on fire that year. And then the rest of the team around it was you know, uber impressive. But, you know, it was great just seeing some of the faces that you don't see regularly. And it was fun saying hello to some of those guys and just catching up. So, you know, it's hard to believe it was 20 years ago, but, you know, it's a club that, you know, I'll never forget.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing for sure. John, we appreciate this. Always great to have you on KMOX. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you soon. John Mozeliak, just 2 days before the trade deadline, giving us an update for the last 10 minutes here on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll review what we've learned on the show today. We'll also have Chris Blair, General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Huge event coming August 16th and 17th. IndyCar, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at the racetrack in Madison, Illinois, 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Back in a moment. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning, live from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, sponsored by Graybar.
He hits a slammer!
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. We are here at Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. Interesting conversation there with John Mozeliak as he confirmed that the move for Giovanni Gallegos being designated for assignment gives them the option to deal him if they need to by the trade deadline on Tuesday. They only have a couple of days to make a trade, so they're opening themselves up to that possibility of trading Gio. Kyle Leahy has been recalled from Memphis. John Mozeliak also telling us that teams have been asking about players going as far down in the minor league system as you possibly can, kind of taking their shots that maybe one of those players will flourish into a great prospect. And he agreed with me on, you know, these rankings of prospects do fluctuate, not necessarily the top prospects, those are pretty solid, but that middle prospects can move up and down depending on what teams need. And he's getting calls and he's making calls, and he's gotten an indication certainly over the last couple of days with all the moves that have happened that the market is moving and that these teams have found more clarity as to who's a seller and who is a buyer. So we're starting to narrow the field a little bit as to who the contenders are, and the Cardinals are clearly a contender in the National League. They've fallen back, though, a little bit. John Mozeliak, full interview available right now on the Odyssey app starting at 11:30, and if you want to wait until we get it posted on the Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page, we'll have that up shortly. Right now, we are joined by the General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, and that's Chris Blair, who has a big day ahead of him, and that would be August 16th and 17th, as IndyCar comes back to St. Louis with the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Good morning, Chris. How are you? I do not hear Chris. So if that is the case, then we may have lost Chris Blair. Do we have Chris, Drew?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
All right, we're going to try to redial Chris, is that we have lost him momentarily, but that's okay. That's a cell phone. He's out in
there
the north. There he is. Hey, Chris, how
hey,
are you?
Can you hear me?
I hear you great. Yes, sir.
Hey, Tom. Good, man. Doing good. Okay,
good.
Great.
No big deal. If we lose you, we lose you, but I wanted to make sure that we get you on to talk a little bit about what's happening with IndyCar August 16th and 17th. Are you ready for this? Another night race on the 17th for the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Yeah, the fans are really excited about that, the return to Saturday racing, and so are we. So it should be a fantastic event, you know, evening show. It's always special. And this year's event, it's starting a little bit earlier with the 5:30 green flag start, so it'll be going from daylight into the lights. So that's going to be a fantastic show that we're really excited about.
IndyCar is so much fun and is a big part of what has built Worldwide Technology Raceway. NHRA was the anchor that first got Curtis Francois and his group going. And then when IndyCar came in, I thought that really took you to another level. It gave you that worldwide audience again and an international feel. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, sure. And, you know, the great thing about it now with IndyCar is you see in so many of these teams that are also with Formula One ties, such as McLaren and Andretti and all those amazing teams, it adds that whole new international element to the show. So it's absolutely fantastic. It's really they're broadening their base TV package for them on Fox. The IndyCar is really poised for a good position to even grow even more than what we've been in the last few years.
And we're starting to get back to, again, the popularity of IndyCar like it was when it was really rolling in the 80s and I guess part of the early 90s before the IRL cart split, and then they were able to come back together, and here they are with that big audience. Chris Blair joining us. Worldwide Technology Raceway hosting the Bomberito Automotive Group 500 on Saturday at 5:25, August 17th. How are tickets going for that one, and what can people do to get in there? I'm sure, you know, you've got some hospitality options, too, for some of these companies in St. Louis if they want to grab one.
Yeah, ticket sales are going really, really well. And, you know, one of the great things about the Bomberito event is the Bomberito fan experience tour, where it's like the top of the tops when it comes to hospitality experiences. And John and Chuck and everybody over at Bomberito, they've done a fantastic job building that program. It's one of the most talked about things in all of IndyCar races, one of the greatest experiences. So that's coming back once again, and that plus the plays that we have at the racetrack too, great. We got the Gateway Garage that's going to be transformed this year with a new look for the IndyCar race. I think fans are really going to enjoy. Plus, you know, it's all the extras that we add to the show as well with the music. And we're going to have the SICW Championship Wrestling come back on Saturday for the Midway. So it's going to be a good party all weekend long.
What are people saying? What are the reviews on NASCAR as you just ran for the third time the Enjoy Illinois 300? NASCAR is a huge undertaking. Without a doubt, you've tried to add to it every year. What is NASCAR saying? What are the fans saying?
Well, the feedback has been absolutely incredible. And we've been anxiously awaiting to make a really big announcement here. The NASCAR schedule for next year, there's going to be some exciting changes that people are going to be really, really happy about. There's going to be a few weeks ago, and you know, NASCAR is working through buttoning up the schedule. But when it comes out, there's going to be some exciting everybody in the St. Louis region and the Enjoy Illinois 300. Like we just said, the St. Louis have demonstrated once again how great they are in supporting our events, and as a result, the racing industry is taking notice. There is going to be something big and special for those race fans.
Whoa, that's a scoop. A scoop was just dropped on KMOX about NASCAR's race coming up in 2025. We'll be very much listening and waiting for that. Chris, I want to pass along WWTRaceway.com. I've enjoyed being in partnership with you and Curtis Francois and not only promoting this race, but NASCAR and everything that happens over at the track. I know it's been busy over there, and you're a big part of the St. Louis sports scene, and we appreciate your visits on Sports on a Sunday Morning very much. Good luck with the race, and we'll direct people to WWTRaceway.com to grab those tickets. I know that guys are going to be in town this week testing, aren't they?
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to recommend. If fans wanted to come by the track and pick up their tickets on Wednesday afternoon this week, there might be a little something extra in it for you, because we will have testing going on the track with nine teams getting ready. So there's a very good viewing spot from the Gateway Kartplex as well. So good opportunity to come over and have some fun and get to see some IndyCar practicing as they're getting ready for the Bomberito 500.
Ooh, another scoop dropped by Chris Blair. I like that a lot. I grew up around IndyCar. Now, I love NASCAR. Everybody knows I love NASCAR. But there's something about that IndyCar sound that reminds me of my dad. It reminds me of going over to Indianapolis, going to time trials. There's just something special about it. So as much as I can soak it in, I certainly will. I appreciate this, Chris. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Hey, no problem, Tom. It's normally you hear race cars in the background or a garage when I phone in. Right now you've got Trans Canada Highway. That's the noise in the background.
Listen to this guy.
I'll be back to St. Louis to see you.
He's running around in the great Northwest.
Yeah, so getting ready is my last break before that IndyCar race. So, but thank you again, and anytime. Always happy to be on the show.
Appreciate that. Thank you for doing that. Chris Blair, General Manager, Worldwide Technology Raceway, with us. IndyCar coming August 16th and 17th, the Bomberito Automotive Group 500. So let's recap what we have learned today. One is that Giovanni Gallegos designated for assignment. Kyle Leahy has been recalled from Memphis. That move is twofold. One, Leahy brings a fresh arm to the bullpen and can help them in some high leverage situations if needed. He's been pretty good at that here early in his career. But secondly, Gio, while DFA'd, is still controlled by the Cardinals, and they have a little bit of window of time here where they could trade him if they need to. And they will be looking to do that, it does appear. So the trade deadline is Tuesday. Gio is available to trade should they find an appropriate trading partner, and perhaps that's a package deal for somebody. Now, John Mozeliak did come on the show at 11:30. You can hear the full interview. He's not going to show his hand necessarily, but he did reveal a few things, making phone calls, getting calls about lower-level prospects, but, you know, all across the board, the judgment here is what is their stomach for trading a major prospect for a major pitcher, and where do they fall when it comes to that? I think also what you heard from him is the priority list. He did mention relief pitching first before he talked about pitching depth in the rotation. I will note that. The first thing that he said was relief, but I think they go hand in hand. I think he's looking for pitching help in terms of a reliever or a starter. And then finally, he did mention right-handed side of the bat. It has been mentioned before, right-handed side of the plate, I should say. I don't know if that's as much of a priority for them, but they will be looking around, it does appear. And I think they'll be active here the next couple of days. But as I started the show, let's keep our expectations at a certain level, not too low, not too high, and see if they can strike at the deadline. I know this has been a frustrating time for Cardinals fans. I know that. I mean, look, I grew up one. I mean, I understand. This team, what we know around here is winning World Series or competing for the World Series. We'll see if the Cardinals can pull something off here over the next 48 hours that can boost that optimism. We'll take a break and turn things over to the Cardinals Radio Network at 12:20. Thanks for joining us.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.